This is All In, All Family. You heard me? Showtime. This is All In, All Family. Starring your boy King Yash. It's season 2, baby. Let's get it. What it do? This your boy King Yash, and you rocking with me, All In, All Family. You know what this week is? No, you don't. But guess who do? I do. It's relationship week, people. Relationship topics, the hard most discussion topics about relationships, spouses, how to keep happy, the journey on it. We're going to give it to you all this week. But today, first show is, what is relationships? What are relationships? What type of relationship are you looking for? What type of relationship you need? Well, like, what type of relationship do you want? What type of relationship do you want to feel? Ask yourself that today. Ask yourself, do you want what's best for you? What's the best relationship for you? Ask yourself that today, people. On today's, like I said, today's topic, relationships. A lot of us out there in relationships that we don't even need. Like, you holding on to shit that you really don't even want. You trying to live with the fact that you not happy. But let's be honest. Ask yourself, are you truly happy with the person that you love, the person that you want, the person that you care about? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself, can you stop what's going on? Because when I look at it, I'm not even finna lie to you. I be looking like, the fuck? Because I'm happy. I ain't never been just like happy. But I'm happy to the point where I don't wake up with a bad day. It's hard for me to wake up with a bad day. Because a lot of us don't know the keys in a relationship. But you have to tune in to the second show to find out the keys. But ask yourself, why are you still in this relationship? Ask yourself, why you keep putting yourself last in your relationship? See, sometimes it's hard for a lot of people to open their eyes and realize what they really have. But what's deep down is not no traumatizing experiences. It's insecurities. Insecurities take us to a whole different level. And you need that. ain't nobody perfect. Because the perfect person don't want you. I can tell you that for a fact. The perfect person don't want your ass. I ain't that crazy. Because the perfect person don't want even the perfect person. They realized it. They rather take a person with flaws. A lot of people not happy with themselves, man. You got to be happy with yourself to even be in a relationship. You have to love yourself, self-care yourself to be in a relationship. Y'all ain't in no relationship. Y'all in lust, bro. This how you know when your relationship is like built out of lust. If you only fuck 12 times, 8 times, 9 times, 12 times a day, guess what? It's not built on fucking, you're not building nothing but a lustful relationship. They're gonna lose its value in less than 5 years. And see, the hard thing is a person can't decide what they want in a relationship, what type of relationship they want. So they look and see what others want in a relationship, what others have in relationships, and they start taking little pieces and little keys of what other people. Nah, player, that's the worst thing you can do. That's the worst thing you can do, player. You don't want that. So nobody want that. Because you bringing, that means you finna bring problems and from other relationships into your relationship, because you don't know what that person go through just because he doing that or he or she doing this to make sure he happy and he doing this to make sure she happy. You don't know what the fuck they done been through, the trials and tribulations. You don't know if they arguing still about certain shit that he doing, she just don't see it in front of you. Oh, yeah. And the hardest thing is for people nowadays is to keep that relationship private. You gonna public your relationship and let the whole world see, and everybody, and every motherfucker in the world seeing your relationship and seeing how this man doing you. How you think them women gonna sit here and feel? Like they should be doing you. That's crazy. People don't understand this shit, man. Your relationship is based on your heart, based on who you are, how your, and what type of heart your mama raised you with. You looking for others to give you, bruh, if I tell you something, quality and equity do not fit in relationships, because there's no such thing as a quality and equity relationship. It's either. You don't hear ever, if they did have the fucking quality and equity relationships, don't you think they'll sit there and add the name with them? They don't have this shit. It's just relationship. Better your relationship. How you gonna be with somebody and he getting led wrong? You can't be with nobody that been led wrong. Only way you can be with somebody that been led wrong unless you been led wrong and you know how to turn that person around. And it's different, people. That's a different thing. But if you can't do that, bro, it's hard. You gonna go through shit that you ain't supposed to go through. It's all type of relationships out there. You got domestic relationships. You got crazy relationships. You got the toxic relationships. You got the fun relationships. But you got the fun, but the too much fun relationships. You got the overexcited relationship that don't even last for no more than 6 months to a year. And you got the jealousy relationship. You got the hate, love relationship. You got a bunch of relationships out there. So what relationship you think you in? Ask yourself that. And then you go ask somebody else what type of relationship in, and you see what categories everybody fall under. And it's gonna be so fucking crazy. It's gonna be nuts, man. Cause rolling with the flow, you can say, ah, man, I'm not doing this shit. I'm not. Rolling with the flow is hard to roll with, cause if you're gonna roll with the flow, you're gonna compromise. We were taught as kids, don't never compromise on nothing. I'm willing to. If you have motherfucking flaws, it's up to me to accept you and your flaws. Now that's different. I'm not gonna compromise on this shit. I'm not just gonna give in. It's up to me to accept your flaws and all in this relationship. But I can't accept what the relationship have and it don't have. Like, for real. Everybody, what can a person bring to the table for me? Motherfucker, what can you bring to the table for yourself? If you got it all, cool. Just know you secured. Now, if the other person ain't secured, don't secure that person. Let that person start. You help that person build that person to start securing himself, and let that person secure both of y'all. And then you can start securing both of y'all. That's when you bring in the balance. You hear me? I don't need no nigga that can't do what I can do because I can take care of a nigga. Okay, and every nigga with money, I'm going to tell you something. The worst relationships is jumping into the motherfucking relationships where the people got money. Because if you got your own money, this nigga got his money, y'all don't need each other. Period. Y'all really don't need each other. Y'all just want each other. It's not even a need no more. It's a want. Y'all just want each other. And the crazy thing is, y'all want each other for a period of time, because when you need something, you need it instilled in you. You can't want something to be instilled in you. See, that's what people get at it. It's not a want, it's a need. I mean, it's not a need, it's a want. You barely want yourself. You barely want to love because you've been hurt so bad that you can't love yourself. Because loving yourself means giving an option to even the prettiest, brokest person. You see where I'm going? Giving an option. We all fantasize what we want, and when we get that and we see what we finally want, and we know, like, nah, that ain't me. That motherfucker took me down. I ain't never been the same again. A motherfucker gonna find somebody that's genuine on his level. Genuine. Or she find somebody genuine on her level. She gonna genuinely fucking grow. He gonna genuinely fucking grow. Oh, yes, the fuck he is. Yes, yes, he will. Because it's for real. You're going to grow. That person going to help grow in areas that person need to help be grown in. That person going to help you grow in areas that you need help to be grown in. It's balance. A lot of people don't want to have balance. Kit. You want to fight for the head of your household. I don't give a. Hold on. You need to stop it. Hold on. Don't sit here and put yourself in a dark matter that They're going to sit here and have your energy taken away from you. Relationships are like prisons under the Christmas tree, which I don't believe in that shit, but prisons under a Christmas tree. You get some good presents, and you get some bad presents. You get a present, you get one present that you don't even fuck with, though. You play with that, you probably played in that relationship one time and threw it away because it was too good to be true. And when you get older, you look back and say, damn, I was hella fire motivated. Then, yeah. I'm going to tell you some shit like that. But you got me fucked up if you think I'm going to sit here and cry myself. You'd be fucked up, lady, if you cry yourself, Miss Lady. No. It's more to that than what it is. That's crazy, man. It's okay, though. That's crazy, though. You ain't got... Relationships are... They can be good or they can be evil. They can be light or it can be dark. However you want to take it. But your relationship ain't based on... What you're supposed to know, what you're supposed to say. That's crazy. Man. I'm gonna tell you something. Your worst thing you can do is give your love when your love is not wanted. The worst thing you can do is fight for love when there ain't no love there no more. That's crazy. That's crazy. The worst thing you can do is fuck up. Boy, I'm trying to tell you, love is hateful. And the hardest thing for you to do is love, man. It is. Like, don't hate yourself for loving yourself. Don't hate yourself for believing in yourself. Like, what you want in your relationship, stand on it. Concrete it. Stamp that motherfucker. You hear me? Stamp that motherfucker. I'm talking about bullshit. Don't take it. Boom. Let a motherfucker know you ain't playing. Stand on what you say in a relationship. Don't give in because, oh shit, this girl got some wet ass pussy. Are you digging her ass down? She can't handle it. She give in. Nah, stand on your 10, bro. Don't let sex drive your relationship to what you ain't wanted to be in the first place. Cause that's all sex gonna do. Everybody say, man, sex rule a whole part of your relationship. No the fuck it don't. Sex makes you do dumb shit and say dumb shit that you know you ain't supposed to say. Your heart is a heart, but a soul is a soul. Take people with you. Don't take people that ain't going with you. Shit. Hard part about life is you might not like them. You might not like them at first, but I guarantee in the end you might end up loving them. Get that person to try and see if I'm right or see if I'm wrong. Because once you start putting that energy and that person start feeling that energy, he start changing or she start changing, maturing, growing. And you basically built up, you building somebody, but you not building them. They building their self and in their mind. Some people that build themselves feel like they don't need a goddamn lie. Sometimes you motherfucker get too mighty. But sometimes you can't give them all that juice. You can't give them all that juice. You can't give them all the aspects because you got to let them find it out on their own. But you just got to stick it out with them, though. That's how you know. The lawyer, you're going to be loyal. That's what you want in relationships. Stop giving out your fucking trust. Stop giving out your fucking loyalty. Stop giving out your care. Stop giving out your love. Earn everything, bro. Make the motherfucker that want you earn it. So when they get it, they don't realize the next level what they got to earn. Now, once you got the respect earned in the beginning, that's basically the five keys of earning the respect. Because you have to earn love, trust, the loyalty, the care, and you have to join the feelings. That's the respect, because that's all going to be towards your respect. So now, it's abilities. Make them earn the abilities of you, of the cooking, the cleaning. Show him the difference of what a lazy man get, and show him the difference of what a working man get. Show him. I guarantee you scared to show him. But if you show them the right way, if you show them how I'm telling you to show them, you'll see what type of nigga you gonna have and what type of nigga gonna stay and what type of nigga gonna leave. I guarantee you. it's rough out there. Shit not friendly. Shit is not exciting all the time like you think it is. It's not all glitz and glory. It's not. Sorry, I'm a phone jumping like a turtle. That's my emails. But a lot of shit that goes on, you have to carry out for yourself, girl. You have to do this shit for yourself. They hate to see the wrong win. You done did wrong all your life, but you finna win. You finna start winning now. It's your time. You accept that, hey, it's gonna be good and bad. When you accept the good and bad, can't nothing bother you. Can't nothing bother you when you accept the good and bad. Because you gotta know, a person can't be good 24/7. They not Jesus. They are not. Let me stop saying this shit. He is not Yeshua. He is not. Throw him down, slang him into the prison. He is not Yeshua. She is not who, she is not goddamn, she's not the person that you use. Come on now. Ain't nobody good 24/7. Why you think he forgive us for our sins? We can be good. We can be good-hearted. We can do all. We can be good 24/7 when it comes to our hearts and our minds and how we are. But in actions is the hardest thing to be good in. Because the hardest thing about it, this thing they call temptation, it comes in, because I don't care what you say, the goodest person can see the most handsomest or beautifulest woman they ever fucking seen in their life. And guess what? Guess what, people? It don't matter. They gotta have a chance with that person. Are the richest, the most handsomest, richest, beautifulest person on fucking earth, male or female, the male gonna get enticed by the fucking female, the female gonna get enticed by the fucking male. It's hard, people. You can fight it, but what happens when the urges get stronger? And then start going to intensity. It's hard. A gentle touch will break you down. But in relationships, you don't think of this shit, dude. No. You don't compare relationships to. And just like I say, it's abilities. And for the males, same way, bro. Stop showing off your money. Let a motherfucker, if you got money, don't bring out no money. Put your money up. Because once a female see money, you just a lame to her, because you think you trying to buy your way to love. And she gonna exploit you and show you that ain't the meaning and that ain't the way to fucking love. Everybody out here for a chick, nigga. Stop doing it. Make a person search you. Make a person into your world. See how she is when you bust them corners when you ride through your old neighborhood or you ride through the hood or something. See how she react when you jump out of one of the corner stores. See how she is respectfully when you take her to, before you meet your mama, you take her to meet probably Miss Gladys or something like Miss Rachel or something like that. Somebody that was like the neighborhood mom. See how respectful she is before she go to your mom. See, is that the one? And them your five kids. Cause you doing the same thing that a female doing, but you doing it in your way. Cause you looking for loyalty. You looking for the respect. You looking for the love. You looking for the care. And you looking for what you think. You know it then, so I ain't finna see it. So, you know you looking for them keys, they gonna end up to be what? Respect, loyalty, trust, love, care, and what? Feelings. That's the respect. That's when you jump to your abilities now of what you can do, how you can provide. See, the women got different abilities. Your abilities are different. Your relationship is different. Your relationship is to give the fucking, how should I put this? You are the one to give the providence, the care, the warmth, the baby, I got you feeling. That's when you show your abilities. Everybody want to lead off with abilities first. Wrong. Don't worry, it's a show coming up on there too. You know I got to do it for you today, people, because you rocking with King Yash through the week. Queen E be here later when she get out of work. You know how she do. Black Tate, you know, we gave him a week off. We want him to rest. So, you know you're going to be rocking with me. And I'm got to put out so much content, but I'm going to make so many contents today to the point where through the week when I'm at work, I can just post content back to back. So I'm on this microphone all fucking day. I just took off to do this shit. But I want you to understand love is an affection. Love is everything, but you can't run from it. You can't run from relationships. Stop leading your abilities to something that can't lead you. You don't even know how to lead. Because you're leading out with the wrong character traits already. Wrong. Lead out with respect. Gain the respect first. Then show natural abilities. Then show nourishment. That's when you bring in a child. That's when the relationship is gained. Everybody is sustained. Everybody that I'm brought the main two things to the table. Nourishment. That's the children. How do you nourish children? You know, how do you feel about this? How you feel about that? If you got kids and both of y'all got kids, that's when y'all start introducing slowly. Showing that how good the nurturing is. You nurture your kids. You a mother, you a father, you this, you that. You can't jump out abilities. Damn. And then the nurturing. You know. And then goddamn respect. Nah. Or then you try to jump out with nurturing, respect, then ability. Nah, you can't mix those fucking things up. They got to go in order. They got to. Fuck what you're saying. They got to go in order, dog. Life is not what it seems to be. It's not. If it was, why would I sit here and do all this crazy ass shit? Why would I sit here and do dumb ass shit? That's a no-no. Just make sure your limit on relationships and your limit on love matches the attributes of your limits on what you want, bro, in a relationship. Attributes play a major part in shit, bro.
No, it don't.
Yes, it do. Sit back. Shut up. I'm just playing. That's how motherfucker think. You ain't gonna never step inside nobody's shoes unless you literally step inside their shoes and see what they think. Literally think of the way they are thinking. See, people think I'm stepping my way inside people. Nah, you're not. It's a different way of stepping inside somebody's shoes. It's a different way of seeing what they see in you or see what they see out of you. That's crazy. Love don't love nobody. But relationships feed off of it. So you bring it in and then it causes, then love, then you're going to see a love explosion. It's like fire. That's when you see the fireworks. But it's getting real today, baby. You ain't going nowhere. You finna tune in today, baby, with one of the hottest upcoming podcasts in Mississippi. All in, all family. And you rocking with your boy King Yash, Queen E, and Black Tate. Man, we gon' get it, bro. And I can't wait. The ways of the earth is not gonna seem the ways of the universe. You dig? So, in a relationship status, stay up, man. Stop letting people be in your relationship. Stop basing your relationship off other relationships. Stop trying to have input in your relationships. That shit is dead. You are grown. Handle your business. It's crazy. That's real crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. Love yourself. Love what you bring to the table. Love that. Love that relationship is what it is. This shit is real, man. Your heart is your heart. Your love is your love. But I'm finna tell you something. This is relationship week and relationship goals week. Try to better ourselves so when we go forth, we can always know that the relationship is the securest thing in the world. It's crazy. That shit crazy. But this been your boy, King. Tune in to the next episode. Less than 45 minutes, baby. The keys of a successful relationship. Let's go, baby.